Well, I'll try and keep it relatively short. I was brought up in a Christian family. My mum and dad took me to me and my brothers to Sunday school, and so I've always, for as far as I can remember, I've always had a belief in God. But it wasn't until I was 17. A few things happened along my childhood, but not the matter. But it wasn't until I was 17 that I actually gave my life to Jesus. And it was a rather strange event that happened. I remember it was a horrible, very windy, stormy, rainy morning, probably about 6 in the morning in February. And I think it was, I forget the year, it was back in the 80s, 82, I think. And in my hometown, which is in Nuneaton in Warwickshire, they actually, and back in the 80s, I don't know if those of the listeners that are old enough to remember, this was a time of very heightened nuclear tensions between the East and the West. And there was this constant threat of nuclear weapons coming from East Germany, for example, and hitting the UK, and they had this thing called the 3-minute warning. So if you heard the siren go off, you knew you had 3 or 4 minutes, I forget whether it was 4-minute warning or 3-minute warning, whatever it was called. And supposedly you could get yourself ready and take one of your doors off and hide under that, and you were going to be okay. And anyway, this horrible morning, I was woken up by the sound of the air raid siren going off, basically warning of a nuclear attack. And although I believed in God, I didn't have a firm, solid foundation and belief in God, because I was absolutely petrified. And I thought, I was absolutely certain that that was going to be it. We were going to be finished. And I remember going into my mum's room, waking her up, all this is going on. And I remember my mum being as cool as a cucumber, as calm as anything. And she basically said, "Well, if this is it, this is it. But you need to get right with God." And she had no fear of dying. And that peace and that certainty that she had, I just found very attractive. And I gave my life to Jesus at that point, through fear, to be perfectly honest. But I didn't behave as an all-in Christian, for the most of the next 36 years. I told you it was going to be a long story. And it wasn't until like sort of 5 years ago that I actually felt, as I can't describe it other than I felt the Lord calling me to him. And I just couldn't, I started reading my Bible more, and I had done through the various years, and I prayed and whatever else. And I knew that the Lord was there. I knew he was there, and I knew I had a certainty. I knew I had a solid base. But I just had this yearning. I just wanted more and more, and I couldn't walk past the church without going in. And I just started feeding myself on the Word of God and preachers on YouTube and whatever else, and started attending a church. And I was in Australia at the time, and found a decent church and started attending there. And it's just been a gradual progress since then, I guess. But so to answer your question, how did I get to Jesus, or how did he get to me? I guess in a number of stages. First of all, I say in my very infant years, just this belief in God, that there was a God. I was new, and I was sure about God, and I was also sure about the other side. I was also absolutely certain about the dark kingdom, about the work of Satan, because I've experienced it for myself, both as a child and later on in adulthood. So first stage, infancy, and then at 17, giving my life to the Lord, not living a particularly all-in Christian life, and then just his patience and his grace in calling me back a few years ago. So that's it. That's my story.